glory. Let's get ready to have a word of prayer. God is so good and he's so worthy to be praised. You are welcome on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor V. And hallelujah, the TMC family. We welcome you. Thank God for you today. And our tag today is Thankful Thursday. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the name which is above every name, the name that, hallelujah, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Father, we come to you to tell you today, thank you for waking us up this morning. You didn't have to wake us up, but you did. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We love and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for Pastor V, hallelujah, Mother Eagle. Thank you. Bless her, Lord. Bless her in a special way. In Jesus' name, bless Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you, Lord, for enabling her to be on the call this morning, Lord God. We love them, Lord, and we bless them. We want you to bless them in a special way. I thank you so much for our family. Now, Father God, in Jesus' name, we want you to have your way. Bless the speaker on today. Bless the host, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, take over. We decrease, but you increase. We just want to tell you, we are so thankful that you chose us. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Amen. Host, are you there? Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister Robin. God bless you.
God bless you, precious. God bless you. Thank you so much for greeting and opening us up in prayer. And I'm going to say, along with Minister Wanda, good morning to you, TMC family. And we are so glad that you are here with us on the Master's Call. Well, this call was founded in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we want to thank God for their faithfulness and thank them for the vision that the Lord has given them. And look what we have, this awesome, awesome telecommunications sanctuary. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and that scripture reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement truly is that we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. We have an awesome website. Feel free to go to www.themasterscall.net. That is www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages have been archived on the site. The bios are there of the speakers, and our theme this year is 2016, through me, through you, God's glory is being seen. Thank you so much for that, Lord. And if you feel led of the Lord to be part of this blessed ministry, if you would like to be a greeter, and that's what Minister Wanda was doing, or a host, and that's what I'm doing, or if you would like to share a word from the Lord, you may even have some prayer requests, some praise reports. You can submit all of that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, they will contact you. Now, many of us are part of an awesome, phenomenal company, Artists International. It was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago, and we are now Artists Light. And we have awesome products that are changing people's lives. And we do not make any medical claims, but we got powerful testimonies, and we know that these products are great. So if you would like to find out more about our company, about our products, get back to the person that invited you to the call. And then for those artist entrepreneurs, we have our new morning motivational call. It is held Monday through Friday, and that's immediately following this call. It was originated by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it's conducted by an awesome team of great leaders. They have vital information that they share with us. And don't forget, we have a brand new number, and write this number down. It is 712-770-4005. That is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Well, I'll come back later on and I'll give you that number again. But just as Minister Wanda said, today is Thankful Thursday. And we are so thankful for the woman of God that is going to bring the word forward. She's one of our team members. She is also an artist entrepreneur. Her name is Minister Cynthia Cox, Honorable Cynthia Cox. She entered into the political world in 2006 at the 79th Assembly District. She was the female state committee member. And then in 2008, she was elected as the 79th AD female district leader. She truly is a leader, and she's held that position for the past 7 years. She serves as a union member, as a board member, through in charities and business groups. She's very active in the NAACP Bronx branch, and she is also an awesome advocate within her church. Minister Cynthia, she sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill. She is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Honorable Cox, she holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary. And guess what? She's also a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. Congratulations. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance. She is resilient, and she is truly an entrepreneur. And as I said, she is our sister here on this call, and we are so glad that she's bringing the word forward. So awesome, victorious, mighty woman of God, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. God bless you.
Thank you so much, so much. God bless you this morning. Thank you, Minister Robin, for hosting this call. But let me just first and foremost, let me clear the air. And good morning and happy Thursday, the TMC family. I am so honored to be here to bring a word to you this morning from our heart. Before I start, let me just clear the air. First and foremost, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. He guides me everywhere. And thank also Dr. Vanessa Wilson and Dr. P.K. Roberts. I said, I'm scared. I heard of this one. I was so excited to hear her. And with her strength, she sounds beautiful. So we are so glad she's back with us. Minister Wanda, I don't know what to say. Minister Wanda is one of a kind. In the meantime, Minister Wanda, thank you for that tag, Thankful Thursday. Thank you for greeting and feeding the TMC family. So we are so grateful this morning that I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to share something that is on my heart. And you know, I just want to say Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon has been doing some really serious things this week and last week, and, you know, about a little taste of all what we need to move forward, because no matter what comes in our lives, we have to. And being truthful is a very, very important thing. And I said sometimes people can't deal with me because I'm truthful. I don't have the time to just share with you something that's not going to work. And that's why I say, well, we have this company called Artist International. We got to thank the founders from the top to the bottom, because artist life is such an awesome company. And this week I went to serve the community, went to do the nursing home. And I tell you, everyone, please continue to take your products, because that is such a serious venture I went through this week. And I kept thinking Levine and all of that, but you can't give those people any products or anything of that nature, because they already got them filled up. And everybody was outside smoking like a chimney. I'm like, oh, my God. But, you know, I just had to pray for them and, just move forward. Let me say my where I'm coming from this morning is the prayer of direction. We have to pray for our company called Anderson National. We have to pray for our leaders, because we are so grateful, and I certainly love my upline, Mr. Reggie Flanagan, for, reaching out for, share with me this great opportunity. I have not changed. I love it. It's been 5 years and almost, like the TMC called me, 6 years on the 8th of October, so I'm grateful. God, let me just pray. God, you order the steps of the righteous person. If I have found favor in your eyes, guide every step I take and guide me in every action. Help me to recognize your path and discernment where you want me to go. Open the doors that no one can shut. Shut every door I should avoid. Allow me to see clearly and direction without any confusion. Give me a clear sign today, this week, and this month, regardless of the direction I should take. I want you to do my will. Guide me in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Like I said, I'm coming to you a few minutes with the prayer of direction. That's my take of the prayer of direction, because after what I went through this week, it really has touched my heart. I'm going to read from Psalms 37, verse 23 at the end of NLT Bible. The Lord direct the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Psalms 37:23. I'm going to come to you in a few minutes. I'm going to paraphrase this. A friend of mine who's pastor in a large city recently told me about a middle-aged man in the church. I'll call him John for now. My colleague led a midweek Bible study covering how God guided and spoke to people in the Old Testament. One night after the adjournment, John headed for the car. He paused for a moment and prayed, God, please direct me. Speak to me like you did in the Old Testament. I want to recognize your voice directly. Having what we're saying here, we want to, as God has shared with us with artists at the National, we want to hear direction of God's artist life business. We want to listen to what is taking us not into chatter, but thinking what we have here is so awesome. Then he started his vehicle, headed home. As he drove down the road, he felt impressed and impressed telling him to go into the store to purchase. That was strange, he said. He thought he must be imagining things. He tried to dismiss it, but, impression grew. That's like some things that God has shared with us with Artists International and their health. With our product and stuff the same way, but we have found other things. I run into a lot of our reps outside of, just had so many things going on in their lives, and now they're not doing anything. They say, oh, you still with artists? Yes. And I'm a trooper. I'm like Dr. Vanessa Wilson. I stay focused, stay on the game, because we know that we have to help someone to get help. As John approached the convenience store, he's says that he should go inside and purchase the milk. Strange, she says. He discerned where it was this Lord, what Lord is sometimes conjunction up in his head. He parked and went inside. After walking down the park a couple of hours, he found himself, what am I doing? Why am I here? But God already have his, he always have everything is standing for us, so we just have to follow his direction. He was standing in front of the refrigerator section. Okay, this is really strange, he said. He thought, I am just about to buy the milk without any logical explanation. Still, we God has gotten him. But God, he mumbled, I don't even drink this stuff. Nonetheless, there is nothing consistent and conviction that insisting by buying the milk was the right thing to do. But he felt somewhat confused. He grabbed the gallon, paid the cashier, drove down the street, and his advantage was just about to become more peculiar. Amen, amen. Sometimes we don't know what God is leading us, but all we know, we have to just follow his lead. And as I go into the political arena, sometimes they say they do certain things, but I said, I am not following them. I'm going to do what God has me to do. Serve the community. That's my approach. I'm doing what I'm doing. As he approached the low-income neighborhood and no children for high crime, suddenly felt another impression. Turn right. You got to be kidding me, he thought. But it's still God's guidance. Is this really the sense that I felt away? Instead, it grew. Fine, he said. If you, Lord, I need you to guide me through this. Finally, after a couple of turns, he felt the Lord saying to him that the house, the street, the dark, due to the fact that two of the street lights were burnt out. Oh, you know, we can get a fear for that. That is sort of fearful. But he slowed down and pulled alongside the curb and parked the vehicle in front of the resident. Lord, you know, when you're in New York, you just really have to be careful. Anywhere you go and there's no light, you certainly have to be careful there. The still, small voice said, go up to the house and ring the doorbell and give them the milk. Well, John took a deep breath and he attempted to overcome the fear, embraced and headed to the front door. Oh, boy, we can't work. Like I said, God is protecting us at all times. As soon as he got out of his car, the neighbor dog started to bark through the chain link fence in the backyard. Headed up the house, he noticed a uncut glass and grim driveway filled with patches of asbestos. He stepped into the porch and rang the doorbell. He had a lot of nerve, but God was there with him. So, you can't be afraid when he's guiding you, so you have to follow righteous. But at first, no one answered. After a few minutes, he rang again. Finally, someone cracked open the door. It was a young Hispanic man just sitting there. He couldn't believe. Just said, he listened, I know this sounds completely crazy, but I purchased this gallon of milk. But I believe I am supposed to give it to you. Without saying a word, the man grabbed the milk and ran down the hallway, raising his voice in Spanish. So how many people have you helped this week? How many people have you brought some to this week? And I said to myself, I'm going to go back to the nursing home to see some of the people or see the head individuals there so that I can be able to bring something so they can be able to. So that's what I'm saying. We're coming out with our products. We can bring it back to some of the individuals there. Maybe not to the clients, but we can also be able to share with someone. After a few minutes, the young woman came to the door with the baby in her arms with broken English and tears of screaming down her face. She said, My husband could only afford to buy a few grocery items. We didn't have enough money to milk on a 20-month-old baby. Tonight, before you came, we prayed the Lord would send her angels to help us. Then she rang the doorbell, by the chance you are an angel. So can we say that to anyone? Can we go out and do something to someone? Bring something to someone? share something with someone. And the prayer for the right, for the direction, I just thank God. Like every day I wake up, I thank him for allowing us to be here one more time to be able to share, to give, to do, because God is good all the time. Where you're seeking God, God is during the most critical moments of your life. You feel stuck in a rut. But in real world, we know that first we have to lay out the Bible foundation for prayer direction. We have to do what we have to do to move forward. The Bible after prayers, he might not come when you want to, but he's right on time. He never failed us, but we failed him. While we stand, we have something here in Artist International that we could be a help to someone. How many people have shared it this week? How many people have gotten their problems and said, you know what, I could go and help someone today to be healthy. The Lord directs the steps and the godly. He delights in every detail of our lives. Psalm 37:23 says, He's always there when we least expect it. God is good. He is good. He's good all the time. I'm expecting miracles in this month of October. But if we understand happy moments, we praise God. Difficult moments, we speak God. In quiet moments, we worship God. And prayerful moments, we trust God. Everyone, we thank God. Just like we thank for Thursday. Minister Warner said, thank for Thursday. We got to be thankful this morning, Lord. We thank you every day we wake up. Because you know what? Without you, we would not be where we are today. I look at what we have here, and I thank God for the founders, for bringing us to America. This is an awesome, awesome opportunity. We got to be able to help someone to do, to help, to pray, to give people hope. We got something we can share. We thank God for all that we do, all that you do. TMC Cole, we have all of the things that we need to do, and we are again thankful. In closing, when he, the Spirit of the truth, comes, he will guide you into the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what is in his ear. And he will tell you what is yet to come. John 16, verse 13. Family, go out today and help somebody. Father, thank us. Thank you. In the prayer of direction. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Host, are you there? Back to you.
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. Thank you.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for that great word of encouragement. I am going to call you back after I go forward in prayer and then just give a brief announcement. Spirit of the living God, we honor you, we love you, we exalt your holy name, and we thank you, Lord, for the word that has come forward. And we thank you so much for this Thursday, and we are truly thankful and grateful. Father, we thank you for the woman of God. I thank you, Lord, that we will continue to lift her up, Father, and we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against Minister Cynthia Cox can prosper, and every single tongue that ever rises up against her, they will be shown to be in the wrong in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let the gifts and your anointing continue to flow through her in a mighty way. Bless her family. I thank you that she's protected. No evil shall befall her. No plague shall come nigh her dwelling. You give your angels charge over her and her family, and she will not dash her feet against any type of hindrances or stones in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Dr. P.K. Robbins and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for they, our co-founders, they are blessed. They are anointed. They are appointed. They are prosperous. And whatever they put their hand to do, it is succeeding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for watching over their family members, our mother Josie, and their extended family members, and Dr. P.K. Roberts' children. Lord God, we thank you for the TMC family, every person on this call, our families, our businesses are blessed. But most importantly, we're seeking you first, your kingdom, your righteousness, your way of doing things. And you said all these other things will be added to us. And that means salvation for our family members. That means depression has to go in the name of Jesus. That means that we are the healed of the Lord because healing belongs to your children. That means that our company, Artists International, Artists Life is blessed. It is protected. No harm shall come to the Diaz de Leon family. Surround them, Father God, with men and women that are sold out to you. Therefore, sold out to you, they will be sold out to the Diaz de Leon family. And Father God, any words that have been spoken against them or this company, Father, we cancel those words in the name of Jesus. They are null and void. And we put the enemy on notice. We win. Your schemes, your tactics, they are inoperative in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that Papa Diaz de Leon, he is strong. Mama is strong. The leaders are strong within this organization. And we, too, as part of this organization, we, too, are strong. So we will continue to go forward, seeking your kingdom, doing what you say do, leading other people to you, Father, snatching them out of the grips of the hand of the enemy, bringing them into the light and taking them out of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I want to go ahead and give you the playback number. I know you want to hear this call again, and you can dial 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, that's 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677-POUND. And the new morning motivational number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for being an awesome greeter, and Minister Cynthia Cox, will you please come forward and close this, close the message and give us our daily benediction.
Thank you so much, Minister Robin. We appreciate each and every one that had a part in this call. But we want to thank you, God, for giving us this word this morning. Thank you for allowing us to be here one more time. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Go out and have an awesome day, TMC family. God bless you.